For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, it is the 9 o'clock hour, open line hour. If you have a question about your home, castle, or cabin, you can call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Email can be sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com. You can also text questions during the broadcast to 411-923. That's during broadcast only. That's not one that we monitor outside of the broadcast, but in real time, you can reach us there as well. Those are the three ways, email, phone, or text. It's your hour. What do you want to talk about around your home, castle, or cabin? I think we've got to at least address water.
Why? We got plenty of it now.
We did. What do you think that water's done for our reservoirs?
Yeah, I don't know, but I heard Jennifer talking about our drive to Payson last Saturday after the show, and every slightest little depression in the desert, we either had a standing water or running water, and the green grass is like a continuous carpet. The quail out there are just in hog heaven.
It's fun to see that because we don't get to see that often. In fact, the snowpack is four times what it was last year.
And great.
The water runoff from last year was 100,000 acre square feet between January 1st and May 1st. Well, that rain last week already put us at 108,000 feet of runoff in just 2 days. And it's expected to fill all of our reservoirs by at least 75% with the snow melt-off. You know, we can get that much rain, but it all flows downhill. There's only so much that that's going to do for us because we're still using that water between now and we'll continue. You know, it may have filled up, but we had the Tres Rios Festival was even saying by Wednesday it was back to normal flowing.
Yeah.
It's a long, gradual snow melt that really makes a long-term difference and impact on keeping those because you know, all that rain that fell, it's already gone.
Well, the great thing about this winter rain that we've had over and over and over again is it's not a pounding hard rain. It's soft, and it's already falling on saturated soil. So, I mean, it's just like this giant sponge just soaking it all up.
I thought you were going to say it's the fact that Snowbowl is already 18 inches over its annual fall of 260 inches, and there's still 2 months left of skiing.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
But that's not what you were going to say.
Well, in watching the news one night this week, they showed a map of the drought state of Arizona in the summer of 2018, and virtually the whole state was red because if you remember, we had next to no monsoon in 2017, and we went like from August 2017 to May of 2018, almost 9 months with no rain. And boy, it was dry as a bone. And then October was the wettest October, 2018, was the wettest October on record. And now there's only one little corner of this state up by Four Corners that is under drought stress condition. The rest of the state's pretty well. But the water people would tell you we're always in a drought, right?
Well, and to that extent, Pinal County, they're having a little bit of trouble. 139,000 home permits may not get approved because of the inability to show 100-year water storage for underground water. You know, no matter what, those are false. I don't know that there's any one of those that's accurate because you can't plan for 100 years in the future. Do you think what are we in 19? This is 19. Do you think in 1919, World War One ended, when they were having to prove, if they had to prove 100-year water storage, that they ever would have said Arizona would have 8 million people in 100 years?
Well,
so it's not that they may not have intended to be false, but there's no way they can predict how many people will be here. They can't guarantee that ground storage for 100 years.
Well, don't get me started on that. Have you ever read one of those reports? I ought to go down to the courthouse and ask for copies and let you read one or two. It gets pretty comical.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Well, another issue with water is the wastewater. It actually gets repurposed often. In fact, Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant, all of their water comes from city reclamation. And there was a campaign that the Surprise West Valley is putting on called Be Gross. Be a guardian regarding our sewer systems, because so many things are getting flushed down into the sewer system that shouldn't be there. It's clogging equipment. It's costing more to reclaim the water. The equipment for water reclamation isn't something you just go down to Ace Hardware and pick up. You know, these are machines that have to be, you know, there's very limited amount of supply. So when they break down, getting them back up and operating are very costly, and it's costing taxpayers a ton of money just based on what they're throwing away down the, you know, flushing money down the toilet. Really, you're literally flushing money down the toilet if you're putting anything in there that's not supposed to be. They're talking baby diapers, and, you know, they've got disposable wipes. Well, just because it's or flushable wipes, just because it's flushable doesn't mean it's disposable, and that's a big issue. So
I'm taking the task on that recommendation a lot. Don't flush handy wipes down the toilet. And people will tell me, oh, I've done that for 20 years. Yeah, okay, all right. I think somebody in the office, Gary, was it you, circulated a notice that there's a class action lawsuit?
Yeah, class action lawsuit.
Against moist wipes.
Yeah, Charmin, and I cannot remember the name of the actual product. And this came from Joe Ducey at ABC 15. Again, class action lawsuit. You can get money back, but they're not claiming responsibility. So, flushable wipes.
Any
I stopped using them a while back.
Any plumber will tell you, flushable wipes, Q-tips, and Kleenex are the three worst things you can flush down a toilet. Well, not to mention expired drugs. I guess that's a big problem too.
Yeah, don't drop your prescriptions down there. But be gross. Be a guardian regarding our sewer system. That water is reclaimed, repurposed, reused. We've got a finite amount of resources, and if they can't accomplish that with reclaimed water, well, that could put a strain on the fresh water off of the CAP or other ground pumping if they can't adequately use the wastewater.
You want to know one of the home building pioneers that you owe thanks to for spearheading the use of reclaimed water?
Tell me.
John F. Long.
Oh.
In the 60s and 70s, he was saying, we've got to quit watering these golf courses with fresh, pure, potable water. We've got to go to reclaim. And he spearheaded the effort to get Arizona active in using reclaimed water. John F. Long, a true building pioneer.
And a lot of his masonry homes are still in great condition. They're in better condition than a lot of silly sticks and stuccos that came up after that.
John F. Long built a good home. Solid bones.
So, well, I know you had been keeping an eye on a lot of the legislation revolving around, was it 126 or 127 proposition that had to do with solar and coming into...
That was B.C.
Before the crash?
Before the crash. I don't remember.
I remember asking, do you want all these articles? And you said, did it pass? I said, no. And he's like, ah, throw them away. Well, part of all of that, there was an issue that's going back into the Corporation Commission's pushing for a little bit of light on how the campaign financing for all of these are getting funded.
Oh.
So that they had tried to get somewhere with that earlier and didn't, and it's come back to surface again. Because we went out to nuclear power plant, amazing facility.
Oh, man. Wasn't that a great tour?
Yeah, that was an incredible tour. And I'm not one that so many people complain. I'm like, you know what? You want to hear complaining, turn your power off and make it through a summer. Then you'll hear complaining.
That's right.
For a few $100 a month to keep a comfort home just for the quality of life, I really can't find a lot to complain about that. What gets under my crawl and what I was kind of happy to see going here is when you hear an advertisement for specific individuals that they want hired to the board and they say paid for by Pinnacle West. Well, how many people know that that's who owns APS? So it's a utility company telling you who they want on the Corporation Commission without telling you this is who APS wants on. To that, I'm kind of like, come on. You know you're being a little sleazy there. So they're getting taken to task a little bit. But that's an easy thing to solve. It's a commodity that you shouldn't have to have that kind of what do you call it? Dirty politics tied to it. Well, we've got Steve on the line and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. We were expecting to hear from our promotions team down at the Tucson Book Festival. It's a live event, so there's always a lot going on there. I'm sure we'll touch base with them here shortly. But that opens up here, I think, at 10 o'clock. So it's a short while. And you know who will be down there? Is the author of Arizona's Deadliest Gunfight. We interviewed
yes.
Heidi Osselier
yes.
a couple weeks ago. She's down there with her book today, along with 350 other authors. I know you have a love for books. We were down there live last year. It's a great event. If you're trying to encourage a youngster to read, it's a great environment to get them excited, engaged, and
it is
a handful of new adventure books to expand mind and imagination.